Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah An-Nur. Now, there is a narrative which is found in Al-Wasit and a similar one which is found in Salawi's Tafsir. However, both have different chains of narration, but both of them are reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b anhu from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, as far as Al-Wasit's text is concerned, it goes like this: Man qara surat an-nuh kana min al-mu'minin allazina tudrikuhum da'wat an-nuh alayhi salam. A simple translation of this narrative would be that a person who recites Surah An-Nuh, he will be regarded among the believers who were the recipients of the Prophet Noah's supplication. And of course, the reference is a supplication which is found at the end of Surah An-Nuh in the Quran, and which, of course, the words of Surah of that supplication are, in which the Prophet Noah has prayed to the Almighty that the Almighty should forgive him and his parents and all believing men and women who enter his house. So this is what he had prayed for. So this narrative says that this a person who recites Surah An-Nuh, he would be the recipient of this supplication of the Prophet Noah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is recorded, of course, in the Quran. Now, as far as this text is concerned, which is found in Wasit, it is extremely weak. In fact, Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded it to be concocted because of the presence of Harun ibn Kasir and Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini. As far as Harun ibn Kasir is concerned, he is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And as far as Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini is concerned, Hafiz Mizzi has the following comments to record about him from various Rijal authorities. Yahya ibn Ma'in says, Laysa bishay. And another opinion which he says about him is Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosli says Laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says Ghayru siqa. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be Za'if. And Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is matruk, he has been abandoned. Another opinion of Imam Nasai is Laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu al-Qasim al-Bughbi says Za'iful hadith jiddan. And another opinion of Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash is about him is a kazzab, that he's a great liar. Now, as far as the text of this narrative is concerned, which is found in Salawi's Tafsir, it too is weak because of the presence of a person called Muhammad bin Sada, who is majhul, about whom we have nothing, no information about him at all. And similarly, because of the presence of Asim bin Bahdala, who is regarded by Rijal authorities to have an extremely weak memory, and any narrative which has Asim ibn Bahdala and which cannot be corroborated by any other chain of narration, then that narrative too, of course, cannot be relied upon. So here, another weakness of this narrative is the existence of Asim bin Bahdala, and of course, it has no other corroboration, any sound corroboration from any other narrative. And plus also, as I said earlier on, that we have the person of Muhammad bin Sa'd, about whom we have no information. So on the basis of these details, this narrative found in Salawi's Tafsir too cannot be correctly or properly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all in all, both these narratives stand rejected, and they, for the fact that they cannot be regarded to be the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or any correct ascription to him. So the correct way in reaping the blessings of reading Surah An-Nuh, or indeed in any other surah of the Quran, is to have a living relationship with that surah by understanding, with a good translation, by acting upon its message, by communicating its message to others, and by rejecting and disregarding all such narratives which are absolutely weak and whose ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot be established. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.